Hello everybody, this is Scorpio again with Chit Chat with Scorpio. I am back again for another podcast. So this podcast is going to be about Larry Reed or Larry Reed Live. This is a very touchy and delicate situation. So basically he is being accused of molesting a young boy back when he actually pastored a church in North Carolina called Breakthrough Church. Now, I remember Larry Reed very well. I remember him very well, way before he has become a well-known YouTube content creator. Now, one thing Larry is known for is that he has been controversial when it comes to the pastors in the church. He is known for receiving a lot of cease and desist orders because of stuff that he has said on his YouTube channel. He's known for it, okay? And technically, and this is all when he first came out, technically, he really, at that time, he didn't even care about the cease and desist orders. He didn't care at all. He didn't care about what he was saying about certain preachers. He didn't care about none of that. So now, he is dealing with, let's fast forward to now, he is dealing with a guy who used to attend his church in North Carolina and being accused of molesting him. Now, he's not the only person that has said that. There were also two other people that have said it. All three of them, LaVondre and the other two, I'm sorry, I can't remember the other two's names, but they both, all three of them went on another YouTube blogger's platform. His name was Daryl Moore. They all went on his platform and they each told their story about how Larry Reed had touched them. Now, the thing about it, their stories really didn't add up. So now we fast forward, they go on to, LaVondre, he goes on to another YouTuber. He's not even a YouTuber. He goes to Whitehead. He literally goes and talks to Whitehead. Whitehead offers him to pay for his lawyer fees. And then from Whitehead, he goes to Tasha K. Now, this is the problem. This guy has told his story to three different people. The problem is, every time he told his story has changed. The reason why I say the story has changed is because of his age. The age has always changed. Now, there are some receipts. Tasha K didn't show receipts, but if you go to a YouTuber, his name is Conscious TV. Conscious TV has broken down everything about what this guy LaVondre has said. He has also shown text messages of LaVondre literally being upset because Larry Reed blocked him, basically. He's more so upset because Larry Reed, at the time when he was a member of the church, Larry Reed had kicked him and his wife out of the church. Now, mind you, when he met his wife, he was 16 years old. His wife was 21. So who is really the predator here? Let's really be honest. But, you know, a person being in a relationship with somebody that's a minor, apparently it's been normalized. It's a culture in some countries. So there's some people who may not see a problem with it, but I think it's a huge problem because he is still a minor and she is 21 years old. She should know better. So, but you know, when you go back to listening to Tasha K, they're not going to mention their marriage. And I know his wife is going to be speaking out. Anyway, let's go back. Like I said, if you go on Talk Conscious TV, YouTube, he has a whole playlist going all the way back from when Daryl Moore literally started harassing and stalking Larry Reed. It goes all the way back to there. All of this is basically coming from people who don't like Larry Reed. And no, I am not taking up with no predators. I am speaking truth. I'm all for the truth. And after watching all of the videos, because I've seen each and every video of the times that he has been telling his story, and I can tell that every time he spoke his story, he has changed his story. The age has changed. And then looking at the text messages that have been presented by Conscious TV, if you go by the dates that the text messages were sent out, and you know how old he is, you can actually determine how old he was at the time that he met Larry Reed. And for the fact that he has said on Tasha K's Live that he knew for a fact that he was 14, 15 years old, he lied. He lied. Because based on the text messages that was shown, looking at the date, he was 18 years old. He was not 14. He was not 15 years old. He was 18 years old. And then on top of that, the other problem is that, yes, he was touched. We're not negating that. Yes, something has happened to him. The problem is, it wasn't Larry that did it. Larry did not even know him until he was around 17, 18 years old. Okay, that is the biggest problem that I see, is that he keeps changing his age. And then on top of that, he has replaced the real person that has actually violated him with Larry Reed, because he is upset at the fact that Larry Reed has kicked him out of his church. And according to everybody that has been a member of Breakthrough Church, they have all said that LaVondre has been a problem. Ever since he was a teenager, he has been a problem. They've all said that. So I am very interested to know what his mother is going to say. Is she going to defend his story, even though it doesn't sound right, even though he has made the story up based on all of the three stories he's told? His stories has changed. So I'm very curious to know what his mother's gonna say, because I'm pretty sure she's probably feeling very guilty after all of this. Because one, as a parent, why would you allow, if he was 15 years old, why would you allow him to live with another man? No parent would do that. So that's in question. Now, as for the wife, how in the world would she be messing with somebody that's 16 years old? Now, granted, in the state of North Carolina, the legal age is 16, but at the same time, he's still a minor. So you messed with a minor child and married him. And then y'all want to say God blessed him with her? God ain't blessing with her like that. God, I don't believe for a second that God will bless somebody with a 16-year-old. With a 16-year-old. I will never think that God blesses like that. That's crazy. That's pedophile. Or predator. That's just crazy. And so, you know, the sad part is that there's a lot of YouTubers that are on YouTube trying to tell this story, but the problem that I have with them is that they are not researching at all. They are not trying to get all of the facts. a lot of them is just saying stuff to be saying stuff, and they have no idea what they're talking about because they don't know the back end of the story. Now, granted, everybody's saying that there were four people. There were not four people that have made allegations. There were only three. And one has admitted to lying. Not only has he admitted to lying, but he was also related to Shimako, which is Larry's best friend. So could you imagine somebody that you related to and finding out that they lied about Larry Reed touching them? And then the third person that has spoke about that, he's no longer talking at all. And yes, Larry, there was a, before people start asking, there was a police report that was made. The problem with that police report is Larry Reed's name is not on it. And again, if you want to see all that, go to Conscious TV YouTube channel. He has a whole playlist going all the way back from 2000 and I want to say 2019. Because the problem started with Daryl Moore. And Daryl Moore has been helping a lot of people, even though he should not have, he should not be. Because at the end of the day, Daryl Moore can't be held in contempt of court based on the court documents from when Larry took him to court. Because he is yet still talking about Larry, and he's not even supposed to. So as far as LaVondre has lied about the age. He was not 14, 15 years old. He was 17. And I think also, LaVondre, I don't know, his demeanor is just off to me. I don't understand why he waited up until now. I do understand why he waited up until now. He's angry and he's hurt at the fact that he was kicked out of Breakthrough Church. He's hurt by it. And because he's hurt by it, you know, everybody knows the saying, hurt people, hurt people. Which is the reason why he is going after Larry. But what he fails to realize is that Larry can actually sue him due to the fact that he's getting Larry mixed up with somebody else that violated him. And once again, I am not taking sides. I am just stating the facts and stating the truth. And that's it. I hope that, I hope that they do get some type of closure. I really do. I hope they get some type of composure. But anyway, I'm going to get off. Y'all can tell me y'all opinions on Spotify if you like. Make sure you like, subscribe. And stay tuned for more of my podcast. Okay. Oh, one more thing, and this is what I want to say. Before you go making accusations, or before you choose sides on who you're going to believe, make sure you are listening to everything. Don't just say something just because you only heard one thing, and it sounded so good, so you agree with it. Learn to research. Learn to research. Don't be lazy. Do not be lazy or act like you're too lazy to research, because that's where the problem lies. A lot of people on YouTube have really been talking so much about Larry Reed, but the problem that I have with them is that the way they are talking about him, they're talking as if he's lying. But at the same time, what they fail to realize is that there are videos out there with proof that he was not lying. I didn't see LaVondre coming out with receipts. And I just don't understand why people keep wanting to go on YouTube with their problems instead of going to a cop or seeking counseling. I just don't understand it. But I guess it's not for me to understand. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and we'll be talking soon. Bye for now.